بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته everyone, and welcome to Notes from Norhida. As welcome to the podcast, really grateful that all of you are still here tuning in, and really hope that this platform is beneficial inshallah. So today is our inspiration episode, and I am so super excited to have one of my friends, one of my dear friends with me on the podcast, and she is none other than Samia. Assalamu alaikum, Samia.
Waalaikumsalam, Teacher Hidayah. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to meet your audience virtually. I hope everyone is having a beautiful morning. I'm in the morning time zone today, so
yes. And to those who are having like the evening or night, then I'm on that side of the world basically. Yeah. Yes. So Sister Samia is actually recording this podcast with me today while she is 8 a.m., right? It's 8 a.m. where you're at, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, 8 a.m. Yeah, in 8 New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. New Mexico, yes. And it's 11 p.m. in Singapore. But nevertheless, I'm so grateful that we managed to, you know, find
time
to actually do this. And just for everyone's information, you know, one of the very first few people that I had in mind when I wanted to record this inspiration episode was actually Samia, because I really enjoy her content on social media, especially on Instagram, her spiritual journaling. I enjoy that the most, especially. And recently, she's been doing a lot of reels. So I've been benefiting a lot from your content. But definitely, I'll save the introduction for you. Okay, can you just share with us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and maybe how our listeners, our brothers and sisters can also connect with you, inshallah?
Yes, so I actually have my blog. I call that Sunnah Living, and I try to focus on spiritual journaling right now. And I'm also a student for marriage and family therapy. So I'm trying to connect my studies into my blogging, but it's really new for me right now because I'm a fairly new student for the therapy right now. And so Sunnah Living is kind of forming into something. Obviously, it's always been about spirituality because I really like having connections online. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, having in person is always better, but online is like, oh, I can have access to all these sisters across the world and share opinions and views from each other. And that's what I like to do. I also have a podcast, which is in remission right now for Matcha Talk. But everybody can find me on Sunnah Living on YouTube or on Instagram.
Okay, that is a beautiful and great introduction. And all of the things that you have mentioned are one of the many reasons why I love to have you here with me on the podcast, alhamdulillah. Yeah. But I think before we go into like the creative talk, right, you mentioned about your current pursuit of, you know, studying therapy. So how is it like so far for you, and what actually got you into therapy?
Yeah, I wanted, when I graduated with my psychology degree all these years ago, I really wanted to work with couples. That was my thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really want to work with kids too much. And I was like, adults is good. And then finally came to a point where I'm like, oh, there is this field called marriage and family therapy. And that sounds exactly what I would like to do. Focusing more on the couples, MFTs can also do individuals. So we do have that flexibility. However, I started at the beginning of last year, actually. January was my first quarter. And the way that MFT works is a little bit different than the other forms of therapy, because we call our thinking the systemic mindset, which is they were looking at the entire context of the person instead of just being, oh, there's a problem with you. Okay, let's discuss what's going on with you. But we say, okay, how is this relationally affecting each other? How can, you know, how can we use people or resources around you to help you or to kind of uncover some of the things that are happening? So like I said, I'm in the very beginning, and actually this semester, this quarter, we're doing like a family history of our own, which is really important for therapists to know where their own coming from. And my assignment is due for that next week, so I'm really excited about it. It's a really exciting thing for me, actually.
All the best for your assignments. Definitely just hearing you expressing with regards to your journey with MFT is definitely amazing, and looking forward to how you will bring benefit basically to the community, especially for
Oh, yes.
that part of the community. So aside from that, right, I think one thing that I need to highlight, right, what I love about your content to begin with, okay, and how it is currently beautifully merging together with what you have been learning from MFT, is, how should I put it? It's just it's the most basic thing, but is the part where I loved most, and it is actually your social handle. So it's called Sunnah Living. I mean, like, okay, for mine it will be my name, right? Nur Hidayah Az. But for yours, you know, just by looking at your social media handle, the first thing that comes to my mind is, wow, how have I been applying Sunnah in my life? How is the current way of life am I experiencing? Am I trying to do for myself and of course for the people that I love? So I'm just wondering, where did Sunnah Living actually came from, or what was the inspiration to actually start that?
It was seeking the spiritual community and sisterhood. That was my main thing. However, I think sometimes I grew up in a Muslim family. We're from Pakistan, right? And so there was this concept of the Prophet ﷺ in a way which I never really understood, because I think there was you I kind of learned the mechanics of the religion, but not the heart of it. And so, and the Prophet ﷺ is, I feel, the heart of it, you know, his practice and the way that he did things. And I didn't really have that connection, except for, oh yeah, we love the Prophet, but what does that really mean? And so Sunnah Living to me was like, okay, I learned a little bit more of who the Prophet ﷺ is and who he should be in our life. And it was like in the beginning stages. Okay, then if he is the teacher, if he is, you know, in a sense, like a master of Islam, then I need to do what he's doing. Like, I need to really to have that connection. He needs to be somewhere in there, or otherwise there's something's missing. And so this is why I thought, like, kind of what you said is, okay, then how can we do what he's doing into my life? What can I do right now? And my entire blog and our whole community is about taking baby steps, because I also have chronic illness and I cannot do all sorts of other things which I wish I could do. So it's like all about baby steps, and the sunnah is about baby steps. Like, you don't have to go all the way in. You can just take, okay, let me just do this dhikr in the morning and start with one dhikr, and then you just kind of go from there. And so that was my motivation behind sunnah living, and it actually keeps me on track a lot, because it's really easy to fall off on Instagram, I feel. You can just veer, but then I'm like, oh, my name is sunnah living, you know. I need to be careful of what I'm saying or doing, that I don't want people to be like, oh, look at this name and look at what she's doing.
So basically, like, the content and the things that you do, the things that you portray, would then indirectly reflect that idea of living life with the sunnah, right?
I try to do that, and that's also kind of scary, right? Like, because I'm not the epitome of the Sunnah lifestyle, nowhere near close to that. But I think it's about that intentionality of it, and just remembering the motivation behind it and keeping your knee on track.
Yeah, beautiful. I love the part that you said. It's all about taking baby steps. I think when it comes to the sunnah, it's always about, oh, I want to emulate, like, the sunnahs of the prophet, the practices of prophet. I want to make it like something that I practice every single day. But when you take a look at it from that POV or that perspective of taking baby steps, it feels like, oh, it's something that I can do, something that is not
It's
impossible.
doable.
And I think baby steps also adds up to the sustainability of things, right? Instead of just going into things with great enthusiasm and then the next day you're not
We've all
practicing
been
it
there.
anymore.
Yes. We feel that, especially, I think, during Ramadan time, right? Like,
Definitely.
yeah, let's go. And then towards the
And
middle,
after
it's like, okay,
Ramadan's
wait, what happened? What happened?
speaking about Ramadan, Ramadan is super, super near, right? It's coming in about 2 months or less than that.
It's right on top of
Thereabout.
us,
Okay, inshallah,
inshallah.
may Allah bless us the opportunity to meet Ramadan
I
and
mean,
experience it in the best manner. Ameen. Okay, so going back to the two things that I want to learn from you today, inshallah, and of course get inspired by. The first part would be which is something that I'm very much curious about. What fuels your creativity?
Yeah, I am a huge creativity person. I've always been into creativity. When I was younger, I was decorating my room with like dollar store supplies and crafts, you know, like that was something I always did. And now I'm into journaling, which is a huge creative process. And also creating content is creative. There is interesting what fuels me, I really feel. And I was talking to my husband the other day about it. Like, and he says, I am the most alive and inspired when the environment around me is good. So, like, we went out of town a little bit and we just explored the town, you know, just coffee shops or just even walking around is different. And I get really, really inspired by that. And then I come home and then I'm all fired up. And this past year has been really interesting because I'm in an environment which is not creative. Like, this is the smallest city I've ever been in my whole life. It's very homogenous. It is not very welcoming to people of color or people who are different in any way. And I stand out, you know, because of my hijab, alhamdulillah. And so I feel like a lot stifled. And my creativity, I think, is showing that on my blog or on everywhere. And so whenever we go out of town, I come back and I'm like, yeah, I get fired up, create content for like, you know, a couple of weeks. And then I feel like, where is it? Where did it go? And so my environment definitely makes a difference for me.
The environment. I think that's beautiful. Environment definitely affects us one way or another. And when it comes to creativity, I think sometimes we tend to confine it or like define it in a certain way that, oh, I need a couple of things to ensure that I become a creative person. But essentially, creativity can actually happen anywhere and everywhere. And it's not something, you know, a lot of times when we say creativity, it's always about, you know, the colors, the paintings, the drawings. But actually, as what you've mentioned, right, creating content is something that is a creative pursuit, of course. But even in those creative pursuits, we can also do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it becoming worship, having that bigger intention of, you know, wanting to benefit others greatly and doing the things which are rightful, definitely. So thank you so much for sharing about how the environment fuels you and especially your creativity. So how are you creating that creative environment at home?
Yeah, that is the hard one. I find I like to have beautiful things, what I consider to be beautiful things. So before, when I'm into planning as well, right? So before I was into that, I just had the basic planner, black color, leather cover, you know, and it was just like really mechanical looking and it functions perfectly well. But for me, I'm like, I'm not really using it as much as I want to. Let me get a planner that's like a little prettier with a little bit more colors. And so that is okay, I want to use this, right? And so I have like my desk set up, like, okay, it's pretty. I like the colors on here and it's inspirational just to look at. And so for me, like, I cannot get it from outside as much. So I like my inside to be what I consider to be pretty, you know, plants and colors. And so that's how I think I'm balancing that. And I really appreciate that. I wanted to mention something real quick about creativity too, because I get some of the DMs on Instagram and I share my spiritual journaling on my planning and all that stuff. And sometimes people are like, oh, you know, I'm doing this, but it's just not that pretty. Or just send me a picture of their work, but they're like, oh, it's just not, you know, it doesn't look as good as yours or whatever. And I just like that's, I just want to really mention and kind of put it out there that creativity, firstly, doesn't have to be shown to anybody. It can just be your own little world that you do for yourself. And if you're sharing it with others, like, it's only because you want to share it with others, but you know, always cut back on that desire to want to compare. Be like, oh, this is not what the other person is doing. And for me, like, I follow other people whose art is beautiful and I really enjoy that, but I recognize that it's not my own style and I do everything in my own way and I like it, you know. I've always been like, oh, I like it, so let's just do the way that I like it. So creativity doesn't have to be a certain in a box. It can be something however you want to do it in the privacy of your own home, in whether in a journal or writing a book or something. Just enjoy the process. Creativity is supposed to be enjoyable.
Beautiful, beautifully said. And while creativity is something that we want to do it for the pursuit of us enjoying it, I think what's beautiful is you have also been sharing on your socials and on your platform how we can also integrate the idea of creativity as well as spirituality, right? Going back to the entire idea and direction of Sunnah living. So I'm also wondering what actually fuels your creativity. Is it environment also, or is there anything specific?
The spirituality aspect of it?
Correct. Yes.
Yes. The, you know, I think spirituality is something that we all have a personal journey with. And for me, I find, because I have a chronic illness and it really affects my day-to-day life. And sometimes affecting me a little bit more, sometimes it's not affecting me as much, but it's always part of my story. And so that, I think, in the beginning was not. In the beginning, that was a struggle, right? When I first was diagnosed, what's happening, what's going on. But now I think it has fueled my creativity, subhanAllah, like spirituality, because it, like I mentioned to you before about baby steps. And so for me before, it's kind of like, oh, I want to do all of this. I will all of this. And suddenly I don't have the means to do all of this, right? Health is a blessing. Health is something that we need to really, really appreciate, because once it's gone, it's not coming back. And I realized that. I'm like, wow, yeah, it's not coming back. And so it's like, okay, how can I do things now? Like for Ramadan, my body can't fast. I go into a really bad state if I'm fasting. And so, okay, then how can I make my Ramadan special? Then suddenly I'm not thinking about that rote mechanical, that, you know, habitual thing. Suddenly I'm trying to be really thoughtful, like, what can I use this time with? Like, I cannot do this much, but let me see what I can do. And so my health in this weird way has now led me to a place where I'm like creative in spirituality. Like, what can I do? So that has been very inspirational to me. And I never thought in a million years I would say that, because I mean, you know, like how your body doesn't function the way you want to and it affects you. But subhanAllah, through time, it was a process, and I think it still is. And I have some of my sisters who are also going through the chronic illness situations, and they share things with me, and we all have this like weird connection to the divine through that. And I see a lot in the non-Muslim community and atmosphere where there's a lot of lamentation sometimes, and there is frustration, which we all share. But it's just, it seems to be fruitless to me unless I add spirituality into it. Then everything sort of is like, okay, yeah, this is worth it. This is not that bad. So this has been really feeding my spirituality, I would say.
Mashallah, definitely beautiful. Thank you for sharing your story and also helping us see, or at least helping me see the value of things when we constantly add that, you know, spiritual touch or that spiritual component to all of our pursuits, mashallah. I'm just wondering something I didn't get you prepared before this episode, but I'm just wondering if you have like a favorite what do you call it, like Islamic quote or Quranic verse or hadith of Prophet ﷺ that you hold close to your heart that actually has become your motto in life. Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind right now?
Yeah, I, you know, when I got the first iPad, I had a little inscription in the back to kind of highlight it. But it is the hadith about the ghuraba, about the strangers, to give glad tidings to the strangers. That has been, I think, my motto for a long time. And why that is such it? A comforting hadith. In the West and over here in the US, you're always standing out. For one reason or another, either for being extremely, I don't know, just out there, or just being, you know, us, like in a hijabi state, or in any sort of a modest, you know, outfit, we're standing out to some extent. And if not for that, then for your color of your skin, you know, something as well. And it's kind of like, okay, I'm standing out. Like, what does that really mean? You know? And then suddenly the Prophet is like, oh yeah, give glad tidings to the strangers, the people who are weird, the people who are standing out for a purpose, you know? And so it has, I grew up in Orlando, Florida, which is huge, multicultural, like amazing things happening over there. And then after I got married, I moved to a smaller places. And this is the smallest one I've been. And it's like, oh, you know, like, yeah, I'll be made to feel a little uncomfortable outside sometimes. And, but I think, you know, I give glad tidings. Alhamdulillah.
Tidings.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
And so that's what you hope for. I really like this question. It reminded me a little bit of, hey, yeah, this is worth it.
Beautiful, beautiful indeed. I think, at least from where I'm coming from, we are also part of the minority. When we are Muslims or even the race that I'm born into. But I somehow feel like the minority experience that we go through here is incomparable as to what you are going through right now, you know, in the US or in the small towns that you have mentioned. So I can only imagine the challenges that comes with it, but beautifully said, as mentioned by the Prophet, right? For the wuraba, for them, glad tidings, inshallah. All right, so inshallah, before we, what do you call it? Before we wrap up our episode today, I definitely have managed to squeeze a little bit out of you, with regards to your fuel to creativity and your fuel to spirituality. I'm just wondering if we can conclude with, a bonus note, I'd say, from you. You know, if there is one thing that you'd like to share or you like to tell or like to remind our brothers and sisters who might be tuning in right now, what would it be?
Good question. I would say, man, it's like, how can I sum up everything I want to say to people? But I would just say that when it comes to Allah and our hearts and then the dunya, I would just to put yourself in a place where you can just see yourself 5 days from now. You don't have to go 20 days or 30 days. And 5 days, if Allah gives you life, and be like, you know, in 5 days, this is who I want. This is who I want myself to be. And just take that one step to get there. I think paralysis is a thing where, you know, sometimes we're like, I want to do something so much, but I can't. But if you just allow yourself some grace and say, you know, I'm going to falter sometimes. And sometimes it's really going to suck. It's going to be really challenging. But I know that at the end of the day, if I ask Allah's forgiveness, and if I just say, you know, man, I messed up a lot, let me just try one more time. That's something that Allah loves. And so even though I'm failing, I'm still trying. And I don't think there's anybody in the world who can say that they have succeeded. I don't think it's possible. Like, I am way like the bottom of everything. And I can just imagine how the others are feeling. There is never a point where you're going to be completely okay. So just, I don't know, be easy on yourself and just take a step at a time. And just trust Allah that you will get there in 5 days.
Beautiful, mashallah, alhamdulillah. So we have come to the end of our episode. So thank you so much, Sister Samia, for being here with me, for having this chat, and of course for sharing definitely valuable insights. I love that the direction of this conversation has went from creativity through spirituality and then down towards the areas of the sunnah, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I feel that inshallah those who will be tuning in will benefit greatly from what you have shared. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Jazakallah khair for having me and for your audience for giving me their time. I'm really grateful to be here, and I hope everybody has a beautiful, inspiring day, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah, inshallah. Maybe do you want to share where people can connect with you or, you know, gain beneficial content from you, inshallah?
Yes, you can find me at Sunnah Living on Instagram, and my website is sunnahliving.com. You can find a lot of the stuff more over there too, inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay, so I hope that if you're listening, please do follow Sunnah Living and check out the blogs, inshallah. And with that, I'd like to say thank you once again to Sister Samia for being here with me. And of course, thank you to those who are tuning in to the podcast. Really hope that this is beneficial from you. And inshallah, I look forward to the next time we will interact with each other. And of course, the next guest that we will have on the podcast when we discuss things around inspiration, inshallah. So take care, everyone, and hope you will tune in to the next episode. So episode. And assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.